Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Man who will help us make sense of that mess or whatever's going on in Green Bay, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning, fellas. Nobody's jumping, are they?
Jumping? No, we're not jumping.
You know why? You know why nobody's jumping?
Why?
Because old number 15 was at Lambeau Field yesterday.
Yeah, Bart.
It's always great to see him. Somebody was Snapchatting and sending me photos. He did make it up there yesterday.
He did. Yeah. He did.
And what's him with? Why don't we have a sunny day for him ever?
Every time he goes to Green Bay, it rains.
Like, rains like mad.
Yeah. Yeah, he was there on Thanksgiving.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Right? Didn't he start all of this madness?
Well, no, he didn't start it. He's an old guy. He needs a sunny day to warm up his old bones.
Sunny in 75.
That would be great. Why don't they have him?
Well, that's July. He has to come up in July then.
Had we played that game 24 hours earlier, Santana, he would have had a lovely day. It was almost 80 degrees here on Saturday and sunny all day.
You're right. Welcome to Wisconsin.
All right. So that was, sort of a good feeling. What? Anything else in the game we can feel good about?
Everybody has to raise their level of play up. And we talked about a little bit with Aaron being out. All other facets of the game have to raise their level of play, So that being said, I thought our running game, offensive linemen looked outstanding.
Aaron Jones, yeah, he looked good.
Yeah, he looked good, and the offensive line looked good as far as run blocking. It's interesting, when you're a 6'5", a 6-foot, 300-pound offensive lineman, you much prefer to run block than go being pass sets all the time, getting hit under your chin. So they looked outstanding. Defensively, we created turnovers. You want to help a young quarterback out. So we created turnovers, but that being said, our third down efficiency was not good, and the turnovers were deep in our own territory. So I believe one was in the end zone, so that's a touchback, and the other one might have been inside the 20. So you want to give a young quarterback a short field and put him in scoring positions.
What about the second half? The defense, two different defenses showed up there. First half defense was good.
First quarter. Two takeaways, two picks right away.
Kept them.
I was absolutely 100% impressed in the first 15 minutes. Second quarter, not bad, but second half, it was just terrible. Like, what happened?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of times, you have adjustments at halftime, and you got to be willing. A lot of these coaches are great at making halftime adjustments. And defensively, you got to be prepared that, okay, we've stopped or we've shut down this facet of their offense. So let's be ready and be prepared for the adjustments that they're going to make coming out of halftime. And you just got to be ready for them. It doesn't seem like we were ready to respond to whatever adjustments that New Orleans made after the half.
Did we get out-adjusted by the Saints?
That could be true. That could be true. And then, again, also – when you got a wet field, the race goes to the offense or the tie goes to the runner, meaning that, it's really difficult to change directions and things like that as a secondary player or a defensive back. Offensive guys, wide receivers know exactly where they're going and we're reacting to it. So that being said, let's hope the defense gets better. But like I said earlier, a third down adjustment's just our inability to get off the field defensively ended up being our demise yesterday.
Okay, so as a guy who rushed plenty of passers in his playing days.
That's you, not me, he's talking about, by the way.
Oh, okay.
There's no confusion.
You never even played football.
Thank you.
Well, people don't.
You. Anyway.
The listeners could have been confused.
You think?
Maybe.
Like we have Santana on and I'd ask you questions?
He's pretty smooth on the air. They could think he's a broadcaster.
Anyway, Mr. Dodson.
Sounds like I'm talking to my kids in the back of the car. Let's be nice now.
All right. You played defense. You rushed passers. Brett Hundley couldn't seem to avoid the rush, or it just got him too frenzied and he couldn't see downfield. Is that pretty much what was happening yesterday?
Yeah, it takes some time. You know, real speed in the NFL, you can practice, you can look at film, but until you get back there in the pocket. And
right,
tackle,
and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, these guys are fast. Man, this happens
man,
fast.
This is quick.
Everything's so fast out here.
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult position. And as a pass rusher, let me tell you, you've got guys like me breathing down your neck and want to get you down on the ground, and you've got to keep your eyes level and down the field and know where your receivers are. You know, I think the biggest thing is just the fluidity of the game, being able to see the guys and know your route combinations, know where your receivers are. And a lot of times as a quarterback, you're throwing to an area or a space. You might not even see the guy.
Yeah.
Or you'll see flashes of color, but you know Cobb, Randall is going to be in a certain place. Jordy is going to be in a certain place. I see the coverage, and I know I've got one-on-one up top, so I'm throwing it to the top shoulder. So things like that are going to take time. But I honestly think that the game plan was magnificent. We saw a lot of two tight ends and two wide receivers, meaning that those are running formations. I don't know the last time I saw a fullback in the backfield. So they're doing a lot of things to try to squeeze the clock, you know, manage the game, and not put Hundley in too big of a space or an area to where he can lose the game or have to think and react too much. The game plan will grow. You know, he's got 7-8 weeks to grow at that position, and I'm sure we'll see those things offensively. But right now, we don't want to put too much on that young man going into Sunday.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank Brett Hundley's performance yesterday? And I feel like I'm setting you up for a Tommy Lasorda, like, what do I feel about Hundley's performance?
Ingram's performance.
Well, you know what? On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give him a 7.5 or an 8. And I probably agree with that.
Let me give you a little more data here. He had a quarterback rating of 40.5.
That's for this season.
Season. Oh, what was he for the game?
I don't know for the game. Okay.
He threw for 77 yards. He was what was the yardage? Or was under 500. He was under 50%.
Under
50% for completions.
Under 500 yards.
No.
Yeah, we know that.
Hey, Drew Brees was approaching 500 yards.
I know.
Which was another problem.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I a lot of those things, I don't know, that QBR sometimes gets kind of out of whack. The first thing, most important, is to win the game. So he didn't do that, so he's going to get knocked for that. You know, that being said, did he turn the ball over? He had a turnover late when we were still in the game. So, you know, you get knocked for that. But I think he did enough to say, okay, I can see where we're going with this position, and we're going to get better from week to week.
All right, so they got 14 days from today. They'll be at it again. What is the? They don't practice all 14 days. Obviously, they get a.
They'll be gone for a week. They
get a whole week off.
They'll be gone for a week now.
Well, then what's all the talk about having 14 days to practice up? Because they're not using all of those.
Oh, did they give them a 7-day? They gave them 7 days off.
I don't know what they do.
Well, they were talking about it in the post game, but Brett Hundley said he was going to stay in Green Bay.
That's what I was going to say. Now, I would be surprised.
Okay, settled out over there.
If they all got off for 7 days, because not only does Brett Hundley need to work, the whole offense needs to work. So, and maybe I would like to say, even if Mike gave them off 7 days, that they'd be enough guys that would say, hey, it's important enough to me to stay around, and we need to watch film together, work together. Each and every rep, the more frequency we get together on the field, the better we're going to be in 14 days.
That would be a better indication of attitude, you know, like guys just stay in there afterwards, do work and work harder and all that. But if everyone just takes off for every minute they can get.
Right, because, I mean, guess what? You've got about 8 to 10 weeks to get this thing right, then you can take off as much as you want.
Right.
That is true. I was going to say, but what if you had plans, you know, 2 months ago? Well, we have a bye week this week. I can get out there for a couple of days to do this.
I rented a place in Cabo. It's not refundable.
Hey, man, the crown is heavy, but somebody's got to wear it.
You're right.
Some guys have plans. Some guys are going to do things. Some guys want to go back to their colleges and schools of choice. But at the same time, there's nothing more important than what's going on right now.
What would be an acceptable excuse? I'm curious now because you're right, Cabo and a non-refundable,
getting married, whatever. Or
I don't know. I just wonder what it would be.
Childbirth. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, guys have planned for their wives or significant others to go into labor on bye weeks. I've heard that before. So
really?
That'd probably be the only one that you would give a pass for, to say, okay, well, he's got this organized and he is bringing a life form into the world.
Okay, so that's it.
All
birth.
Right.
That's the only one.
That's about the only one.
All right.
Are we talking next Monday?
Sure. We'll talk about something next Monday.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk about something next Monday.
Yeah, we'll just talk in general.
All right, we won't talk about a football game that the Packers have played, though. So
might talk about,
unless you pick
one
from way back, you know.
Like an old classic. Game. We'll talk about a classic.
Like Super Bowl 31. Let's talk about that one. There we go.
All right.
Stories. Yeah, we can tell stories.
All right, Santana.
All right, fellas, y'all have a great
week.
We'll
talk to you next week.